You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle with the remote Brandon Disney that may or may not check back in. He's helping with the second North Tucson Data Doctors opening today. Having fun down there.
That's exciting.
Big balloon, lots of food, fun stuff.
Food.
How come you never get to do any of the traveling?
I don't know.
We have to work on
something. My boss never lets me.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Hey, before we go back to the phones and email, you want to give people a little insight as to the hard work that you put into the weekly newsletter we send out?
Got a great newsletter this week.
It's great. It's really great.
I might say so myself.
Yes.
We got another good keyboard shortcut of the week.
Yes.
And, of course, your award-winning column regarding single-use credit cards.
Haven't won any awards for the column.
You should.
Well, of course. How about your tip of the week on how to email attachments?
Absolutely.
Yeah, see?
Another quick way you can knock off a few seconds off of every attachment you put on. That starts to add up.
Some security flaws, some ways to see what other people are using in search engines, all kinds of goodies.
Yep. Good news stories. Another security flaw for Internet Explorer.
Say it isn't so.
Yeah.
How can that be?
So get to Windows updates and... make sure you get all the criticals.
Make sure you keep reading our newsletter so you know when it's time for you to go check for new updates. All right, Terry emailed us with a question on what to look for when buying a laptop. Says, we're looking for a laptop to be used primarily for report writing and presentations by us, the parents, and our high school student. If adding some special features like playing DVDs, etc., does it slow down the speed or mess it up in any fashion? We'd like to take it to restaurants, etc., and get 3 hours at least of... I'm assuming battery life. So what are the minimum requirements we should shop for? We don't want it to become outdated in 2 years, which is tough.
Yeah, very tough.
Do you have any recommendations, so on and so forth? Well, there's so many things that you need to look for in a notebook, but for the most part, let's answer a couple of the questions. One, the DVD part is pretty much standard now on all notebooks and laptops. So really what you want to look at is the amount of storage. If your high school student is going to do what most high school students do and download music and do those kinds of things, it's going to take a lot of space. Or if they're going to take their CDs and do legal transfers and create this huge MP3 library for when you're on the road, you know, you can listen to it on the airplane, so on and so forth. Well, you're going to need to make sure you have lots and lots of storage. So 60 gigabytes would probably be the starting point as far as storage goes.
Low end.
If you just are going to do internet surfing and not much else, you know, a 40 is fine. The big thing that I'll tell you to look for, Terry, is the Centrino chipset, which will help you get extended battery life. That's one of the trademarks or one of the benchmarks of this particular chipset is that it's very miserly on the power.
And it works. I mean, it practically doubles your battery life.
You can get quite a bit more, up to 6 hours in some cases. Now, that's if you're not watching a DVD movie. If you're watching a movie or anything else where it's constantly accessing a disc, a hard drive, a CD, a DVD, any of those kinds of things, like playing music, it's going to dramatically reduce the battery life no matter what you buy. So you have to understand, if you're doing that type of usage, even with the Centrino, you may want to get an extra battery. So calculate that into the price. Compare what an extra battery costs for whichever devices you're looking at. But if you stick to the Intel Centrino brands, everything else is pretty much touch and feel. Do I like the way this keyboard feels? Do I like the way the mouse works? Do I like the way the screen looks? Those are all non-technical things. The big thing is getting a good quality and then making sure that, okay, I understand what happens when I have a problem. Do I have to call somebody in India, or can I bring it in somewhere and they can actually work with me?
Right.
That probably is worth more than just about everything else that you're looking at. So make sure to do your homework on not just beforehand, but what happens after you buy it. And do the people that you're buying it from service what you just bought from them, or do you have to ship it off somewhere, or do you have to talk to somebody in India, or is there some third party that's going to come and just real quick try to fix your problem instead of acting like they really care? So really look into those things. And that's true with desktop computers. Anybody looking at a new desktop computer, it's not about what you're buying. It's about who you're buying it from and how they handle the inevitable problems you're going to have. Because there's no such thing as a computer without problems. It just doesn't exist.
Right.
I shouldn't say that. I think calculators are the closest thing.
They're very complex.
And all you Mac people are saying, we don't have any problems. Yes, you do.
Sure. We get calls all the time with people with Macs.
Now, the nice thing about Apple is they continue to get very high ratings on customer support. So that might be a reason to consider going to a Mac. So I'm actually on your side, guys. let's go back to the phones here. Let's see. Bill, you've got a Dell and a virus scan issue?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Yeah, well, I ran my virus scan, and I got this, it came up that supposedly I have two viruses.
Okay.
And the name, I guess, is Java/Byte Verify.
Okay.
I don't know how to get rid of it.
Basically. Is your antivirus program coming up with it and saying, what would you like me to do with this?
No, it's just saying I have them, and I can't figure out how to get rid of them.
Well, usually when it says we found this, it gives you a couple of options to, like, quarantine or delete or anything like that. It's not doing those things?
Well, it gave me, like, it said they couldn't be fixed or they couldn't be healed or whatever.
Right, because you don't care. It's not a file you care about, so you can just delete it.
How do you delete it?
Usually it says right on the screen, do you want to quarantine or delete this? I can't clean it. If you look down towards the bottom of the screen, it'll give you those options, little buttons.
Okay.
Or links or something. All antivirus programs, when they detect something, they give you the option of deleting it, cleaning it, or quarantining it.
Delete.
Quarantine means I can't fix it, so I'll put it aside so that later on, if we find a fix, we can maybe clean it up. But that's not a file you care about. That's not like a document or anything you care about. So there's no reason to quarantine it. Just delete it.
Okay.
All right? Thanks. Hey, good luck. All right. Hey, that's how it works. Virus scans, they're doing the job, but you got to read all the screen there.
Right.
How about read the manual?
Yeah,
how about the help screen? The help screen is here on the computer corner for another half an hour. It's Ken Colburn and Chad Powell. When we come back from the news, we got more for you when it comes to computers.